Chapter 4. Musicals. Since the release of the first full-length musical film, The Jazz Singer, in 1927, there have been thousands of successful musicals. Some films, like West Side Story, 1961, Cabaret, 1972, Grease, 1978, The Phantom of the Opera, 2004, and Les Misérables, 2012, started life on stage in Broadway, New York, or the West End, London. Other successful musicals like Billy Elliot, The Lion King, and Beauty and the Beast started out as films and were later adapted for the stage. So, what's the secret of a successful musical? Well, the music, of course. The songs have to be popular and stay in your head. When audiences come out of the cinema singing the songs from the film they just saw, that's a very good sign. That was the case with popular music films like The Wizard of Oz, 1939, Singing in the Rain, 1952, The Sound of Music, 1965, and more recent musicals like Moulin Rouge, 2001, Chicago, 2002, Mamma Mia, 2008, and La La Land, 2016. Let's take a look at some popular musicals, past and present. Les Misérables. The stage show Les Misérables, based on Victor Hugo's novel, set in 19th century France, has been seen by more than 70 million people in 44 countries and in 22 languages around the world. It is still breaking box office records. The film version was released in 2012 with a cast of stars, including Hugh Jackman, Anne Hathaway, Russell Crowe, and Helena Bonham Carter. It won 3 Oscars, 3 Golden Globes, and 4 BAFTA Awards. Les Misérables is the story of Jean Valjean, Jackman, who was imprisoned for stealing bread to feed his starving family. On his release from prison, police officer Javert, Crow, pursued him mercilessly as Valjean tried to become a good citizen. Jackman lost 6.8 kilograms to appear as a realistic, half-starved prisoner. At one point during filming, he even decided not to drink water for 36 hours. This made him lose weight around his eyes and cheeks and gave him the thin skeletal look of a starving prisoner. After that, Jackman had to gain 14 kilograms for the scenes where Valjean was a successful businessman. That's dedication. Cabaret. Cabaret was a musical based on a novel by Christopher Isherwood. It started life in 1966 as a Broadway theatre show, but the 1972 film version starring Liza Minnelli was different because it combined sensational entertainment with social history. Director Bob Fosse used the glamorous German cabaret scene of the 1930s to show the way German society was slowly moving towards fascism. Michael York played a young writer and teacher who comes to Berlin in the 1930s and meets an attractive woman, Minnelli. She works at the Kit Kat Club, where every night the sinister master of ceremonies introduces a show to his drunken audiences. Each song shows Germany's support for Hitler. Cabaret won 8 Oscars and remains one of the greatest musicals of all time. Moulin Rouge. Director Baz Luhrmann's inspiration for the 2001 musical Moulin Rouge was an opera called Orpheus in the Underworld. He did an experiment and combined a classical historical romance with modern-day speech. The soundtrack also included a mix of modern pop songs by Nirvana, Madonna, and the Beatles, among others. The result was quite revolutionary. Ewan McGregor plays a young man called Christian, who leaves his middle-class life to seek fame and fortune in the fashionable world of Montmartre, Paris, in the 1890s. There, Christian meets the artist Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, who introduces him to an exciting but dangerous mixture of theatre, drugs, and music. Several of the film's images of clowns and men in tuxedos are from Toulouse-Lautrec's paintings of the Moulin Rouge, a decadent 19th-century dance hall and brothel. Toulouse-Lautrec also introduces Christian to the scandalous dance at the Moulin Rouge, the Can-Can. Christian meets and falls in love with glamorous dancer Satin, Nicole Kidman, and she becomes the star of the play he is writing. Many actors auditioned for the role of Christian, including Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio was the favorite because of his close relationship with Baz Luhrmann. But there was just one problem. He couldn't sing, so he didn't get the part. La La Land. La La Land was the first original classical musical film made in a very long time. Damien Chazelle wrote and directed it. Although the story was written in 2010, at first, nobody wanted to take a chance and finance a new musical not based on any stage show. However, it finally found support and premiered in 2016. La La Land is the story of Mia, Emma Stone, a young woman who wants to be an actress, and Sebastian, Ryan Gosling, a struggling jazz musician. It deals with everyday life rather than fantasy. Mia and Sebastian both try hard to survive in modern-day Los Angeles, a city famous for bright lights and broken hearts. The two main characters meet and change each other's lives, but in the end, they find their dreams and make them come true alone. Critics described La La Land as the musical for a new generation. When it was released in 2016, it won audiences' hearts and broke audience records around the world. There was something fragile about the characters, and this is something we don't usually see in musicals. The beauty of this film comes from the relationship between the characters, and not only from the special effects and sophisticated technology.